Well, for those of you who are in a panic, because you're now concerned that I'm going to give a long 25-minute talk, don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. But I do want to give a short message today. And really what I want to do with you is share a riddle that we used to say when we were kids. And the riddle goes like this. You're driving a bus. And at the first stop, three people enter onto the bus. An elderly man, a young girl, and a woman who appears to be a nurse. And you go along to the second stop. And then at the second stop, two more people enter. This time it is a lady whose face is just kind of sad. And this time it's a young boy who's bouncing up and down and giggling as he gets on the bus. And the question is, with these people who have entered the bus, what's the name of the bus driver? So as I said, it's a very old riddle, and you very likely have heard it before. If you didn't hear the answer before, the name of the bus driver is whatever your name is. Because at the beginning of the riddle, it started out, you are driving a bus. And I share this with you because there's a tendency for us really to forget who and what we are when we start getting caught up with all of the things that enter our brain and all of the distractions that come to us. We just lose sight of who and what we are. And every year on the first Sunday in January, I like to talk about the very briefest of all scripture passages. That passage, that text, are the very first four words in the book of Genesis, the beginning of the Hebrew scriptures. And those four words simply are this: in the beginning, God. And much like that riddle, in which we get confused and distracted by the details of who's getting on the bus and what they're wearing or what they might be doing, we get distracted and we lose sight of those very first four words. In the beginning, God. Think about that for a moment. Everything, absolutely everything, in the universe, in our galaxy, in our world, in each and every one of us, it all starts with God. And so it sounds easy enough, but it's not. It's complicated. I get that. If we could just remember that, those simple four words, in the beginning, God. How much easier will it be to dismiss everything that is just eats away at us? And how much easier will it be to affirm, whether in a single word, as we did today, or at various times in various moments, what it is that we wish to make a reality in our world? All we have to do is start with the phrase, in the beginning, God. That phrase is emboldened deep within your own hearts. And so my message today is simply this: don't be afraid to trust who you are. Don't be afraid to take chances. Don't be afraid to let go of stuff that you really have become so incredibly dependent upon. And don't be afraid to soar, to fly high in the sky, Because in the beginning, God. And so it is.